Kroger Tender Ray Beef, no other beef so fresh can be so tender, presents Hearts in Harmony transcribed. Kroger Tender Ray Beef. It's delicious. Yes, ma'am, and yes, sir. Kroger Tender Ray Beef is simply delicious. That's one word you'll be saying, too, when you taste the one beef that's always fresh, always tender. You know it's tender because by the original Kroger Tender Ray method, the top U.S. government grades of beef are made naturally tender without aging. You know it's always fresh because by the Kroger Tender Ray method, there's no need for wasteful aging, no time for loss of savory juice. No other beef so fresh can be so tender. Yet it costs no more than ordinary beef. And remember, Kroger guarantees it's the best-eating beef you've ever served, or your money back. So without delay, treat your family to Kroger Tender Ray, the one beef that's always fresh, always tender, always delicious. Remember, your Kroger store is where you buy Kroger Tender Ray beef, the finest beef value in town. And now, Hearts in Harmony. For reasons at first unexplained, Johnny Keith decided to stay in Rossville, and for good. It wasn't until several days later that he revealed he's not going back to South Africa. And then he told only Penny Gibbs' brother, Pat. What he told Pat was,
"I've decided to stay in Rossville, Pat, because, well, because I'm going to marry our friend, Penny Gibbs."
He told Pat not to repeat this to anyone, and especially not to Penny. So the next day, as they drive out into the country, Penny knows nothing of Johnny's plans for her, as she says,
"Johnny, I wish I knew what made you decide to stay in Roseville."
"Do you?"
"Yeah. I used to know all your thoughts. I could even tell you what you were thinking even before you thought it. I can't do that anymore."
"Aggravating, isn't it?"
"It's a little upsetting." "Johnny, look, I don't want to pry into it, but we always knew each other's thoughts. Now we don't even...
Now we don't even think alike anymore. Is that what you were about to say?"
"Well, we don't seem as close together as we used to be. I think that's what it is. Johnny, why are you staying in Rossville?"
"Oh, I have a reason."
"But what is it?"
"Well, the plan's a little vague right now, Penny. Like almost everything I do these days. For instance, we're out for a ride this afternoon, but I don't know exactly where we're going, and I don't care."
"No, I don't either, as long as it's somewhere. Oh, it's such a nice day. Look at those flowers in that field over there."
"Good old April."
"Mm-hmm."
"It's beat made of the punches here, hasn't it?"
"Mm-hmm."
"Say, would you like to go pick a few posies?"
"I'd love to pick some posies, but I wouldn't want the farmer who owns that field to come out after us with a shotgun."
"Good thought."
"Johnny." "Look, I know it's none of my business, but if you're staying in Rossville, what about that estate in South Africa?"
"Well, what about it?"
"Well, you said in order to keep it that you had to live on it 10 months out of every year. You'll lose it now, won't you?"
"Mm-hmm."
"And all the money, too. Well, doesn't it mean anything to you? Johnny, you're giving up a fortune, an enormous fortune."
"Well, so what? I didn't do anything to deserve it. I was just born to it. And I'm really not any happier being rich, Penny."
"Johnny, I wish you'd give it a lot of thought. What if you did just inherit the estate and the wealth that goes with it? It's still not something to toss away without thinking."
"You sound as if you want me to go back to South Africa."
"No, I don't want that. I most certainly don't."
"Well, then don't tell me I shouldn't throw away my inheritance, because that's what I do automatically at the end of 6 weeks."
"The end of 6 weeks?"
"Mm-hmm. Yeah, by then I'll have been away from the estate 2 months and 1 day. And the inheritance goes to my cousin, Roger."
"Johnny, will you think about it, please? Maybe you don't care about it now because you're still rich, but when the estate isn't yours anymore and you can't even get it back, then you might be sorry."
"Well, I'll worry about it then."
"No, it's something you ought to worry about right now. Johnny, why are you giving it up? What's the real reason? I know it's not because you don't care."
"I don't care. I took over the estate because I thought I had to. But when I found out more about the terms of the will, knew I could pass it on to someone else, I wanted to get rid of it."
"Well, I don't understand it. Anyone would do anything to come into what you did."
"Yeah, but I'm not just anyone, Penny. I'm a guy who just, well, who has been just a guy all his life. And a fellow with a few million bucks in his pocket isn't just a guy. He's a power. And somehow or other, I don't like the idea of being a power."
"What do you want to be?"
Oh, successful, happy. And I want the satisfaction of knowing I got there on my own. I don't want someone to hand me success and the wealth that comes with it and say, it's all yours, son, now be a big guy. I wouldn't like that. It just doesn't work, Penny. At least, not with me.
Johnny, I admire you for feeling the way you do. I really do admire you. But I guess I'm still afraid that someday...
Oh, why should you be afraid, Penny? That's something I have to fear, not you.
Oh, yes, I do. I guess this will sound kind of conceited, but somehow or other I have a feeling that I'm partly responsible for what you're doing.
Oh, believe me, Penny, when I decided I didn't want my inheritance, I wasn't even thinking of you. Only myself. And, on second thought, maybe you shouldn't admire me for giving it up.
I do, though.
No, you shouldn't, though, Penny. Because what I'm really doing is just getting rid of a responsibility. When I don't want one, when it frightens me. Frightens me because it's too big for me.
Nope, I don't believe any of that.
Well, it's true, nevertheless, Penny. Everything I fell heir to is too big for me. It's worth too much. Too many people are dependent on me for a living. I could mismanage the estate and bankrupt the whole thing. Well, I couldn't sleep nights for worrying about that. And a whole community depended on me for a living.
Crickets, as Nora would say, just how big is this place you inherited?
Well, it's so big, Penny, I haven't even seen all of it myself. And I'm not going to see it because I'm not going back. Unless...
Unless what?
I won't even go back under those circumstances.
Johnny, what circumstances?
Oh, we'll talk about that some other time. Say, look up there at that hill. If you think that field was covered with flowers, what about
that? Oh, golly, that's lovely.
And you know something? I don't see any gun-toting farmer around here. Would you like to climb that hill and maybe pick a few flowers?
Oh, I sure would.
Okay, swell. I think we can pull off the road right here and... Yeah, I'm sure we can. The shoulder here seems...
Oh, be careful you don't go into that ditch.
Side seat driver.
Johnny.
Ah, good. Well, we're off the road enough. I'll tell you what. I'll race you to the top of the hill.
You will not. I'm wearing high heels.
Well, take off your shoes, then.
Ruin my best nylon stockings. If you had to pay for them, you wouldn't ask
me. I wouldn't
me
mind,
to.
Then.
Oh, no.
Well, skip it. We'll walk to the top of the hill. Is that right?
Yeah. Oh, you're leaving the keys in the car.
Well, why not? It's not my car. I rented
it.
Here, let me take your hand.
Okay.
Steep right here.
I can get to the top of the hill myself, thanks.
Oh, you're independent.
You wouldn't have me any other way, would you?
Any way you want to be is all right with me, Penny. So you know something?
What?
This is the way things used to be, isn't it?
Yeah, this is the way things used to be.
Glad.
Don't I look happy about it?
Well, Penny, wouldn't you look happy about almost anything on an afternoon like this, on a hillside like this?
Oh, I think that'd depend on who was with me.
Lady, that's the nicest thing you ever said to me.
I think other people have said lots nicer things.
No, but who cares about other people?
I do, and you do.
Not right now. All I care about is you, us. And nothing matters except where we are and what we're doing.
Well, look where we are. We're at the top of the hill already.
Well, it's just a small hill.
Yeah, but a nice hill. Look at those lovely flowers. If we picked them, Johnny, would they last till we got home?
Well, wild flowers aren't very hardy, are they?
Some of them are. As a matter of fact, I think these are. Yep. These last forever. Well, a long time, anyway.
Well, let's pick a few thousand.
Oh, huh? No, just a few will do. We'll surprise Mother and bring her something that will brighten the house. She loves wildflowers.
Okay, which ones do we pick? These?
Yeah, they'll last the longest. It's a shame to pick flowers that won't live after they've been picked.
You know something? That's the way you would feel about it, Penny. You love things that are beautiful, don't you?
Oh, everyone does.
Oh, no. Not everyone, Penny. Now, to appreciate beauty, there has to be beauty inside the person. Hey, did I say that?
Yes, you did. Flowers must inspire you.
No, you're the inspiration for that, Penny. Do you mind?
Let's, pick flowers,
Yeah, sure. These, huh? The yellow ones?
Yeah, you know which ones.
I just want to make sure.
All right. Pick only the tall ones, though. The others aren't full grown yet.
Okay. Hey, Penny.
Yeah?
You know, it's too bad picking friends isn't as easy as picking flowers.
Yeah, what do you mean?
You know, I seem to be overly philosophical this afternoon, don't I?
No.
But what I meant was, well, people and flowers, they're a lot alike.
Mm-hmm.
They all look the same in a crowd. But they aren't. There are good ones and bad ones. Little ones and big ones.
Yeah, you can pick out the good flowers and the bad when you get close to them, but you can't do that with people, huh? That's what you mean, isn't it?
Yeah, that's what I mean. You know, it's too... Hey, it looks like rain.
Yeah, that was thunder.
Yeah, I can see it, too. Look over there in the east. Black clouds coming this way. Oh,
look, let's not get caught in the rain the way we did on the picnic.
No, yesterday. I should say not. And I was so sure this was going to be a perfect day all the way through.
Well, I think we've picked enough flowers. Let's take them home to Mother before we get soaked.
Yeah, before we get soaked is right. There's that thunder again. I think it's already raining in the upper part of the valley. I'll leave it to April to drag you out with sunshine and send you running home in a shower.
Flowers are just beautiful. Yeah. Lovely. Thank you so much, Penny and Johnny. It was sweet of you to think of me.
Well, we didn't buy them, Mrs. Billings. Penny and I picked them.
Yeah, there was a whole hill covered with them, Mother. We couldn't resist it.
Oh, I'm glad you couldn't, Penny. I'll put them in water right away.
Well, they almost got put in water on the way home.
Yeah.
We just about made it here before the storm. Oh, look at it out there. Boring.
Yeah, you don't want to go out in that, do you?
I should say not.
Well, why don't you stay for dinner?
Oh, yes, Johnny, please.
Well, thanks, but I shouldn't.
Why shouldn't you?
Okay, you talk to me. When do we eat?
Well, I'll go out in the kitchen and put these flowers in water. Ask Sarah.
No, look, darling. I'll put them in water for you. I have to talk to Sarah about something anyway.
Oh, all right, dear.
Excuse me, Johnny.
Yeah, sure, Penny.
I'll be right back. Oh, Mother.
Hmm?
Tell Johnny about the neighborhood gossip while I'm gone.
Gossip? Well, I like that.
Well, I like it, too, sometimes. Speaking of gossip, Mrs. Billings, I'll tell you a little if you'll promise not to tell anyone, especially Penny.
Well, you better make sure you can trust me, don't you think?
Well, I think I can. And besides, it's really something you ought to know.
Oh, is it?
Mm-hmm. Well, Penny doesn't know it yet, and I don't want her to know it yet.
Well,
but, Mrs. Billings, one of these days, very soon now, Penny is going to present me to you as your son-in-law.
So Johnny has told Penny's mother that he intends to marry Penny. Why does Johnny want this kept from Penny? And why is he so sure that she will marry him? Be sure to listen to the next dramatic episode of Hearts in Harmony. Kroger Tenderay Beef. It's delicious. Yes, ladies, Kroger Tenderay Beef is world famous for its delicious freshness, its delicious tenderness. No other beef so fresh can be so tender. Yet Kroger Tenderay Beef costs no more than ordinary beef. What's more, along with offering you the best eating beef you ever tasted, Kroger also gives you more meat for your money. Yes, you get more meat, less waste, because Kroger has a special way of cutting beef. Before Kroger cut beef is weighed and priced, Kroger removes excess bone, excess waste, and stringy ends. So to get the most, to get the best, get Kroger Tenderay Beef. Remember, ladies, only your Kroger store has Kroger Tenderay, the one beef that's always fresh, always tender. And your Kroger store, don't forget, gives you more meat for your money. Because Kroger cut beef gives you more meat, less waste. So visit your neighborhood Kroger store and get Kroger Tenderay Beef, the finest beef value in town. Be sure to tune in again tomorrow, same time, same station, for another exciting transcribed chapter of Hearts in Harmony.